This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We do have Spencer German here, and it's interesting. I kind of think for Jerry Jeudy, he's at this unfair point where, on one hand, I think he earns a lot more credit after the way he played last year with bad quarterback play around him. On the other, the quarterback play is not guaranteed to be any better this year, and there might be a statistical regression that would make sense with where you are, and that's going to hurt his perception even further.
Yeah, I mean, that's very plausible. I also think, too, though, and this, I mean, now we're getting into the weeds on, like, just this basically just becoming like a...
It is legal in Ohio now.
Who should start it at quarterback conversation again, which we've obviously exhausted at this point leading up to training camp. But, if Joe Flacco starts the year, right, and he gets, like, 6 or 7 games, to me, part of the reason why I think Joe Flacco should start is because Joe Flacco is a quarterback that we know without question makes the guys around him better. He did that in 2023. He turned basically single-handedly David Njoku into a Pro Bowler that year. The numbers he put up with Joe Flacco are the reason he went to the Pro Bowl that year. He made Elijah Moore look like the best receiver, the best version of the receiver that the Browns thought they were getting when they traded for him was when he played with Joe Flacco. Like, he makes the guys around him better. And I think with a guy like Flacco, who's the gunslinger, throws it down the field, he could air it out to Jerry Jeudy a bunch. You'd get a lot of that Jameis Winston effect.
But that's a lot of money in the hands of Njoku, a potential future money for Jerry Jeudy, the development of guys like Tillman and Harold Fannin, and you're putting it all in the basket, or you're all in the lap of a 40-year-old quarterback who we could get 3 games in, and not for his own fault, but the dude just looks washed.
Right. No, and listen, I understand, like, he probably isn't going to play all 17 games. I've talked about that plenty already. But I still think, even without Flacco, I think all the quarterbacks in this room basically will be looking Jerry Jeudy's way. Like, I'll say this. I think Jerry Jeudy is going to put up, at the very least, similar, like, the same numbers he did last year. But I'm willing to bet that I'm willing to bet that he actually has a better season this year than he did last year. And I think part of that is going to be he's going to score more touchdowns this year. He only had 4.
That's a smart bet there. Just because if you were like, he's going to have more yards, I'm like, I don't know, they're going to throw for enough yardage for him.
Well, listen, and there's something to be said too for, like, you're going back to Stefanski's offense in its purest form. You're going to run the ball more. I get all that, but listen, there's still room for a receiver to catch 90 passes on any team in the NFL. Like, Jerry should still get targeted enough where, like, 90 receptions make sense for him. So I'm willing to say he's going to put up at least the same, but better. I'll go and say even better numbers than he did a year ago.
216-474-0092. Is Jerry Jeudy a top 100 player? He might be one of the guys who I think is on the cusp of that, and deservedly so, and he might be hurt by wherever this season goes. We're going to bring in Jake here because there's a story going around about Michael Jordan's old house, which had initially been posted for like $25 million for sale forever ago, and then they ended up selling low on it. Jake, what can you tell us about Airbnb at MJ's old house?
Yeah, so it's now a listing on Airbnb, and just some details on Michael Jordan's actual estate here, or his old estate. It was built in 1995, like you said, went around for $25 million. This place has 7 bedrooms, 17 and a half bathrooms. It also has a full-size basketball court, putting green, tennis court, cigar room, and infinity pool. Also has a gate with a big number 23. It's an iconic mark right there as you drive up to the estate. Now, for the actual like listing rules on Airbnb, it requires a minimum 7-night stay, limited to 12 guests total. You must sign a liability waiver, non-disclosure agreement, and pay $25,000 as a security deposit.
So listen, I think this is an interesting business plan. I think it will work out. This is exactly the kind of like the celebrity lust or whatever we have, the fascination that I just don't share with other people. None of this sounded interesting once you hit 7 nights, an NDA, and $25,000 retainer.
Why do you have to sign an NDA? That's the thing I have questions about. Is somebody going to show up at the house and like find things that were found at Diddy's house? It's going to be like a big problem for him. What's the NDA about?
By the way, wild turn trying to go from MJ to Diddy, but I'll play.
I knew you would.
So I think it's probably wouldn't be able to post pictures of it. If you had a big week there that you spent, I bet you wouldn't be allowed to post pictures from inside the house because they don't want people to see it. So that way it might make it, they don't want to de-incentivize people to go and spend the money to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, I think the people that can spend the money to do this are doing it because they're like, hey, I stayed at Michael Jordan's house. I don't think they care if they saw it in pictures or not. I think isn't our entire society at this point based off of like scrolling Instagram and seeing, oh man, that person did something cooler than me. I got to go do something cool now. So yeah. I just think it would incentivize people to show up more.
I think they want to preserve the mystery. And in fairness, the pictures of this place are all over the place, but I think it's about controlling the mystique of this place. I think it's crazy. I don't think NDA should be there. There's two. One, I'll give you one thing that I don't think should be legal in this country, and one of them is NDAs. I don't think they should be.
That's the only thing that shouldn't be legal in this country?
Yeah, that literally violates your First Amendment right.
Yeah.
And signing something that says, yeah, I won't talk about it, no matter how much money, there's no NDA on the planet that's actually worth surrendering.
What's wild is like usually people are signing NDAs because they got paid off or something, right? It's like, hey, we'll pay you a bunch of money. And you don't talk about this incident that happened.
You know you can be bought,
in this,
not on that
in
front.
This instance, you have to pay to stay there and then still sign an NDA. You get nothing out of it. Like, there's nothing good. And to your point, you can't take pictures or anything. What is the win here? That you just get to say you stayed there?
Like, you get to tweet it, but without any pictures?
What's the point of that? We know in today's world that it didn't happen unless you're able to post pictures on social media.
Would you pay money? If you had bleep you money, would you do this?
No. I don't care about staying at Michael Jordan's house. I
What about LeBron's house and bath?
I mean, come on. I experience the same weather pretty much every day. Like, what do I need to experience it in LeBron's house for?
Here's the thing. You know that, like, there are, if I ever got bleep you money, there's a beach house in Grand Haven with my name on it. There's somewhere in Chandlersville, Zanesville, there's a plot of land that I'm going to put the nicest cabin on, right? I think the whole point of having that kind of money is that you make your house such an oasis, so you never want to leave. Like, I don't have bleep you money. Yeah, my house, this year I was like, well, I love the cabin, but I love my house too. It's the first time I ever want to say that. So, like, that's the goal, is if I had that kind of money, I'd just make my house a sanctuary so that I would just never, I'd just become the biggest hermit on the planet.
First of all, I'm with you. I have, like, a long list of things that I would do with FU money more than wanting to do this. And building a house somewhere where I want to, Montana would be awesome. I have a house in Montana. I'd love it.
You would not fit
in
Montana.
Yes, well, I built a house
there.
The
Bears would claim you. All right? I love you.
But claim me?
Yeah, you would be lost to the wilderness, all right?
I have a funny story about that, actually. I'll tell you during the break.
What kind of bears we're talking about?
Your boy took a pounding.
But to your point, though, if I have FU money, the whole point would be that I can build my house as luxurious as Michael Jordan. So why would I want to stay there?
And the whole point of FU money goes away if you sign an NDA.
Right.
That turns into, from FU
People
money
with
to
FU
just
money
FU.
People with FU money don't sign NDAs. That's the thing. Like, they just don't. There's no reason to.
That's why I've never signed one.
People with FU money get other people to sign NDAs. They do not sign NDAs.
That when I'm done, I'm just going to go around. When I've won the lottery here very shortly, I'm just going to pay everybody on the show not to talk about me, just so I can say I have them under NDAs. 216.
What if we don't sign it?
Then I'm not going to pay you a damn cent. How about that? 216-474-0092. Would you pay money to stay in Michael Jordan's old house as an Airbnb? A $25,000 deposit, 7-night minimum NDA. No, thank you. It might not work, but kudos on the Cavs for at least making the effort. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.